Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, January 21st, 2022. Joined in studio by the birthday girl, Angie Evers. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I'm another year older.
So how was this birthday? The big
41.
41.
Well, pretty boring. I had to work.
So it doesn't feel like your birthday?
No, not at all. Feels like a normal day.
Just a normal day. Did you have anything fun happen today?
The girls at work, they got me some flowers and cupcakes, and a girl brought me a donut. Everything I don't need to eat.
We went out and had dinner last night with your mom and your daughter.
Yes, we did.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I like to go out to eat.
There was a little bit of a kerfluffle at the end of that meal, though.
Right, there was a little bit, because Natalie had ordered food, and she didn't eat it all, so she was going to take it home, and she forgot it on the table. So I went back in to go get it, and they had already cleaned the table off, so there was nothing there. So, you know, what do you do?
See, I still don't exactly understand what happened. So you walked back to the table.
Yeah, the table was empty.
Table was empty, and you asked one of the employees.
Well, I told them, I said, I'm looking for my food.
And they said?
Nothing.
See, that's where I would have said, I'm going to need to see my waitress.
Well, I mean, I would imagine they probably threw it in the trash. But the thing is, we stood out in the lobby for a good 10 minutes after we had left the table. So we were still in there while they had cleaned the table off. So all somebody had to do was, like, walk up front to see if we were still there. I mean, I would have done that if that was my table.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would have asked to see the waitress.
Yeah. So, no, I just didn't worry about it.
Well, that was etiquette. I mean, that's etiquette to me in a restaurant. If you do that, the waitress should set it back there, which is normally what happened when I worked in restaurants. I mean, they wouldn't leave it on the table because they wanted to clean the table, but they would take it and they would set it on the counter in the back to see if anybody came back to get it. And the only person who really knows that is the server that you had.
Yeah, but I mean, if it was my table, I would have walked up front to see if the customer was still there. Because, I mean, a lot of times people do forget their food and they leave and then they come back once they realize they left their food.
Right, but if she would have thought that we would have left, she might have just sat it in the back to see if we would come back and get it.
But we were still there.
Right, but did anybody check to see if it was in the back?
No.
See, that's what I would have done.
Well, maybe you should have walked in for me.
Well, I didn't even realize that was going on, to be honest with you. Because at first you asked somebody, I don't remember exactly what was going on there.
Oh, I told Natalie to go back in. And
right.
She's like, I'm not going back in. So I said, I'll just go in.
I would have went in if somebody would have asked me.
Well, that wasn't your job to go back in.
No, but I mean, I've seen that a lot of times working 7 years in a restaurant where, you know, you want to keep the tables clean, and a lot of times a host will clean the table, and they don't realize whose that is, so they just lay it on the counter in the back.
I'm sure it was thrown away.
I never did that when I was a host. That's what I did.
I know. I think people are different now.
I just don't let people off the hook. And then we've talked about this before. People have to be told that they're doing wrong. Now, you don't have to be rude about it, but if they never know that they're doing something wrong, they're going to continue to do it. But the problem is some people are just rude about it. Now, but it, you can tell people. Like I would say, where's my server? Do you have the server gets the box. They clearly know that you want to save the food. And I would say, do you still have it? And if they don't, I would say, do you have the tip you picked up off the table? Because I'm going to need that back.
See, I would never say that.
Well, see, that's how you teach people. It's like a dog. You know, that's how you train a dog.
Well,
if you just let a dog keep going on the floor over and over and never do anything, there's never any punishment, why would the dog stop?
Yeah. I hear something outside the window. Do you?
No, I'm sitting near the window.
It sounds like a cat crying.
Am I wrong here on this food thing? How would somebody else handle this if they threw away your food within 10 minutes? Would you not ask to see your server? Would you not ask if it's still in the back or what happened to it?
We were still inside the restaurant when everything was cleared off.
I don't know. To me,
but I don't know why they wouldn't have walked up to see if we were still there.
Well, I understand that part, but once that doesn't happen, then what's the next step?
Well, set it up, I guess. I don't know.
Does anybody know 740-383-9944? That's 740-383-9944. I think you got to tell them. I don't think you have to be rude. I don't think you have to yell. I don't think you have to get their manager involved. But I think you need to tell them because they're working off tips. And good service is going to get them good tips. I think when you give somebody a good tip, which she got, that doing something bad is not good. Because then the next person who has exactly the same problem is going to have the same issue.
Well, I mean, she got 15%.
Oh, she got more than 15%.
Oh, no.
Oh.
We did the tip calculator.
Well, what are you supposed to tip?
Probably 15 to 20%.
Well, she got enough then.
Yeah, I mean, she got 15%.
Well, she should have got 0% for throwing away the food.
Well,
because that's in her control. I never complained to the servers about the food, because the food is not really in their control. That's more about the cook. But the box thing, that's in the server's control.
If food comes out cold, yes, it would be in their control.
Well, you never know. I don't know. I saw too many things go on back there where they weren't plating up the food quick enough or traying it up. I mean, a lot of stuff happened like that. That wasn't always on the server, and a lot of times people would get sad a lot, and other people wouldn't, and people weren't helping them. A lot of things can happen like that.
I don't know.
So, when somebody does something wrong, what do you think you should do in any facet of life? If somebody does something wrong or inconsiderate, what do you do?
It just depends what it is.
I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Angie. Happy birthday, kid.
Oh, thank you.
You know what? What else did you get for your birthday?
What else did I get for my birthday?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm nosy. Did you get anything really nice for your birthday?
Not really.
Well, gee whiz, we're going to have to get something real nice for you one of these days. Oh, golly. Congratulations. You know, you don't have very far to go to catch up with Mom 40 more years.
Right. Only 40 more years.
Well, yeah. You know, you'll find out. You'll say, no, I talked to them guys and know them guys as old-timers back in them days, but I got something to look forward to. Well, congratulations, Amy. You hang in there, and I'm glad everything went well with you.
Oh, Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, dear.
All right, and again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, give us a buzz. I can't believe nobody has any feeling on restaurant etiquette. I think there's got to be some kind of etiquette in the restaurant. If there's not, it's anarchy.
I mean, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I used to be a server.
Well, would you have done that?
No, I would have walked up front to see if the customers were still there.
Right. So, obviously, either this server or the host who cleaned their table did not know what was going on.
I mean, we stood in the lobby for a good 10 minutes after we left the table, so... I mean, obviously, we were still there when they cleaned the table.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm not for rudeness. I don't think you should be rude, but I think you have to let them know when they do something wrong, because everything is situational. And a lot of times, you don't know what happened. And that's how you get to the bottom of it.
Well, I'll leave you to do those, take care of those tasks for me, because I don't know. I usually just leave them be.
We must have a lot of polite people. 740-383-9944. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think Perkins was wrong, and you know, they threw half of the meal away, and I would have said, well, I'm not going to pay for her whole meal, so I want that portion of the half of the money back. But you threw half of her food away.
Well, I think so, too, because I think if the people don't realize this, they might do it to the next person.
Exactly, and they're making money off of them.
Yep.
And that's not right.
I agree. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there's one in my category. Again, phone lines are open tonight, 740-383-9944. And again, not rudeness, because some people are rude. And I was never for rudeness in public, because rudeness has no place. But something somebody has control over, I think it's okay to tell them about it.
I guess I'm just not brave enough.
Well, what would you be afraid they would do?
I really don't know, but I guess that's just not me.
Anyway, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on this or anything else going on in the world tonight. Well, we caught up with a former Catwoman, Sue Millizer, this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we had a nice little conversation with her. I hope she got her problem solved.
Hopefully.
You never know, though. There was a lot of conjecture on that.
Today?
Well, just when it happened. I mean, she wanted somebody to take her to the vet. She wanted somebody to take this male cat. She was looking for boots, apparently. But I guess people called her, and things just did not taper out correctly.
Hmm. Well, I mean, maybe she wants the help, but maybe she's not ready for the help.
I don't know. Seemed to me like she wanted the help. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott. Happy birthday, Angie, Pastor Craig.
Thank you.
How's it going?
It's going great. Hey, I just I'll throw my 2 cents worth in. I one time waited tables at a high-end Italian restaurant, and we occasionally had people get up and leave their doggy bag or leave their food on the table. And when that would happen, I would grab the food as I was cleaning off the table, and I'd look to see if they were out there. And I never saw anybody. They usually left. And so what I would do is I would go back, put it on a shelf in the kitchen, and I would tell the hostess, hey, that last table, they left a food that they wanted to take. If they come back in, it's in the back. And I actually had about 4 or 5 times when I had done that, I had 3 people come back and get their food.
Yeah, I think that's the proper etiquette, because you have to keep the tables clean and moving. You don't want to leave food just sitting there. So if you don't know what happened to the people, or the host clears it because they wouldn't even know who you were, a lot of times it just gets taken to the back.
Yes.
Yeah. So. But I think you do have to tell the people.
But yeah, I did. You know, I told the guy that I was looking for my food.
Now, when he didn't respond, you didn't find that rude? Rude enough to say something to him?
I don't know.
I would have said something to him, because that's not an acceptable answer.
No answer is not a good answer.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm not for rudeness. I'm not saying that you have to get nasty and call names, and I want to see your manager. You know, I see that a lot. It's just a simple, I'm asking a question, and in the English language, when you ask a question, people normally respond.
Correct.
Simple as that.
Yep.
So people have to learn.
Yep.
What's right. coming up on Sunday?
What's coming up on Sunday is I have a shortened Bible study. I'm going to do it live, about a 15-minute Bible study, and then I've got a guest, Barry Hensley, from the church, coming in, and we're going to have just conversations with a friend. It's just going to be two people talking about a big issue that's in the church today, but we don't have anything prepared. We don't have a script. He and I are just going to exchange ideas on a topic in the church.
Well, that'll be interesting. Now, I do have a question, because, and I don't know anything about this, you've recently joined up with another show, apparently.
Yes.
Now, the show has no name, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, the show. Now, what is the premise of the show? Because I would like to plug it, but I haven't heard anything about it.
Well, here's what happened. The first time that they did that Terry and Nate did it, they called me in the break between the two, because I had called Nate during his trivia show, and they called me back during the break and said, "Hey, are you near Marion? Do you want to come in? We're just gonna do a free for all. We're just gonna off the seat of our pants." And I said, "No, I'm not in town, but sounds good." So then the next week, I made sure I was there. And basically, it's just the three of us. We have nothing prepared, no script. We just go in and talk, and whatever happens, happens.
That's good. Now, this is a regular show now, every Wednesday at 5:15.
Yes. I'm assuming it's going to be regular, because Nate is like, "Yeah, let's do it again." And Terry's like, "Yeah, let's do it again." So I'm like, "Sure, that's great. Let's do it again." So,
Now, I like the premise, and like I've said on the air, I like all three of you, but where did this name come from? Because I'm not thrilled with the name.
Terry said, "What are we going to call this?" And he goes, and Nate said, "Well, I don't know. It's a show with no name. We'll call it the show with no name." That's how it stuck.
To me, that's a little hard to promo. Coming up at 5:15, the show with no name. Now, see, that makes me look like I'm an idiot. Like I don't know what that show's name is.
Hey, let me get this straight though. There is a band that got world famous. They got to be millionaires. They traveled through the desert on a horse with no name.
That's true. But you know, the show is on. I think it's the only show on this station currently on at the 5 p.m. hour, live at 5.
Well, that would be good, too.
Yeah. See, I think that tells people when it's on. That tells people what it is. It's very to the point.
You know, and actually, Scott, that's pretty good. Live at 5. That's actually pretty good. Because it doesn't constrain it to what it is, other than it's live at 5.
And, you know, and like I said, I liked the idea when I became aware of it through Facebook. I said, well, this is a good idea because I like all three of these people. I always like group conversations that just kind of go off in any direction without a script. So I think that would be great, but I just was confused on the premise and if it was a regular thing. So now that I know, you know, maybe the discussion point for next week can be, should we rename this thing Live at 5?
That'll give us a starting point.
Jump off from there.
All right.
Hey, good to talk with you, Pastor.
All right. We'll see you. Bye.
Pastor Craig on every Sunday morning at 11:10 a.m. and also now on Wednesdays at 5:15.
I'll have to listen.
With a show I'm going to call Live at 5 at this point. 32 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. See, there's talk show etiquette, too. You know, when somebody comes in and doesn't talk, I always think, now, there's a microphone there, and we are on the radio.
Do you think that about me?
No, but I've had some people who I think, you know, why did you want to come in? Because you're not saying anything.
Yeah.
You know, this is not, I mean, it is a conversation to a certain degree, but when you have a guest in and they're not saying anything, you know, you can do that in a conversation at home, but on the radio, somebody's got to be talking.
Well, it's a good thing you're good at talking, because I'm not so good at talking in the microphone.
Well, there's nothing bad. You know, it's just like teaching. It's a teachable moment. Nothing you can say is bad. It's just saying it.
Hmm. Well, I'm not the best at that.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any more on restaurant etiquette or any more instances with Catwoman that we had this week that was very interesting? Let's see, what else is going on in the world right now? I don't know, it was kind of a bland week, really. There wasn't a whole lot going on. We had a ton of calls this morning, which was great, talking about Marion history, old businesses, history-making events, news stories. I enjoyed that. Kept the morning going by fast this morning.
Yeah, this week went by really fast. I mean, we're really, really busy at work, so... Well, I should say I'm really busy at work.
I think every week goes by fast at this point.
Life goes by fast. I mean, I can't believe it's been a whole year since my birthday.
Well, you know, sometimes I think that, and then sometimes I think, well, that does seem like a little bit ago. Hmm. It depends on the moment, I think. Kind of like Christmas. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is Ron. I ain't talked to you in a while.
Well, how you doing?
All right. I got to go get the old lady from work.
Oh, well, why haven't you called in for a while?
Well, as I was telling you, yesterday, my grandchild was born.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. He's 7 pounds, 3 ounces, and he was 21 inches.
21 inches. How about that? Yep. Now, do we have a name?
Kaiser Michael David Birchfield.
Now, Kaiser?
Yep.
Oh, that's nice. Now, how did that name come about?
Well, her mom, well, Amanda, you know my old lady.
Yeah.
Her middle name is Kay, so they come up with Kay, and then they put a zer on the end of it.
Now, are you two hitched?
No.
No, maybe one day?
I don't know.
No,
I went through a bad one before, and I pretty much don't want to, you know, like, bring her up because she did me bad.
Oh, I didn't know you were married before.
Yeah, I was. She did me dirty, so I gave her 2 chances, and it didn't work out.
Well, that's good. You know, sometimes you gotta get out of those things.
Yeah, every girlfriend I've had, I wasn't the one that done the cheating. They've cheated on me, and, you know.
Well, that's a touchy subject, because we never really know why people do that.
Yeah, I don't understand either. We'll go to work, and, well, you see, I go to work and come home, and I go to work for my kids. I don't, you know, go to work. Well, I go to work for me, but, you know, I do it for keep a roof over my kids' head and everything.
Well, yeah, that's important, but I don't know if that's a defect in people that they do that. I really don't understand what brings that on. I think it's different reasons for different folks.
Yeah. This morning I caught your afternoon, the replay of it. That wreck on 309. He was my, he is my cousin. And I guess he had to have surgery on his back, because I guess they're putting rods and screws and a plate in his back, because I think it was a vertebrae or something.
No, this is Mr. Crabtree?
Yeah.
Who was in the accident yesterday on 309?
Yeah.
So, but he's, other than that, is he doing okay?
From the last time I knew, he was in surgery, and he was doing okay. It was an 8 to 9 hour surgery.
Was the passenger in the car, did they end up being okay?
I didn't know about the passenger, but I do know I saw him, and it was my family, and I was like, I know him. I said, that's my cousin.
Oh, you heard about it on the radio?
No, I heard it on Facebook. I saw it on Facebook, and then I saw you talking about it, you know, early this morning. Well, I was at work, but I heard the replay of it, you know, of your show this morning when it airs in the afternoon when I got off of work. And see, I listened to you.
Now, where are you working these days?
Denny's for the last 16 years.
Oh, you're Denny's. What do you do over at Denny's?
I'm the head cook.
You're the head cook.
The head cook.
You're right. What? Head cook. Now, what is the most ordered thing at Denny's?
Right now it's the, that bourbon, skillet, and they love that crazy spicy, skillet too.
So the people love the breakfast food over at Denny's.
Oh yeah, they love the breakfast, like, the Super Slam. Oh, we get a lot of them. French Slam, they got this new, it's called a Denver Omelet. They love that too.
Now, is Denny's still opened up overnight?
They're supposed to, but a manager that does night shift, he had to have surgery, so when he gets back, you know, from, you know, having that surgery, they're going to open up 24 hours.
So right now, what are the hours over at Denny's? When are they open?
7 to, like, 9, 10 o'clock.
Oh, well, do you have locks on the doors there? Are you able to lock the place? Because I know when they were 24 hours, the doors were never locked.
Yeah, they lock them now.
Well, that's interesting. It's weird to see how all these 24-hour places have gone away. Restaurants, department stores, all that.
Yeah, I know. That's like I used to go to Walmart, and, you know, after hours, and, you know, do my grocery shopping during the night instead of, I'd avoid the crowd. Now I gotta go out there and be crowded up. I hate that.
I know, it's a whole different world. Maybe one day we'll get back to normal.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, thanks.
But, hey, did you get your tire situation fixed, Scott?
Well, the light went off, and then the light came back on, but I did go out and have the tires rotated the other day at NTB, and they didn't seem to think there was any kind of problem.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, I did the bumper-to-bumper inspection the other day, and everything was on the up and up. They changed the oil, they redid the oil filter, they rotated the tires, they did the, what else did they do? Windshield wiper, fluid, coolant, they did the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole 9 yards.
The whole 9 yards, and I came off looking good, so it was nice.
All right, as long as you're okay.
I'm okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right, you take care, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind, give us a buzz.
I need to get all my car fixed and done up, and I need new tires bad.
I found them to be really, really good, nice, effective, the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm tired of putting air in my tires constantly. That's all I do, is put air in my tires. I've probably wasted $100 putting air in my tires over the past year.
But you haven't had a flat tire.
Nope.
So I think it has something to do with the air pressure.
I don't know. I think I just need new tires.
I'm not a car aficionado, but I think there's probably an air pressure issue going on there.
It's really annoying, because I really don't like having to put air on my tires in this cold weather. It's not so bad in the summer, but this cold weather, like the other day, I had to put air in my tires in the snow. Like, I got my feet all wet because it was snow, and I still had to put air in my tires.
It's been snowy and nippy cold. It's been some interesting weather as of late around here. Go ahead, caller.
Happy birthday, AJ.
Oh, thank you.
How old is your car?
I'm sorry, what?
How old is your car?
Oh, it's a 2010.
Okay, and what problem with your car is you have aluminum or alloy rims.
Oh.
And after a period of years, 10 years or so, around bees, it degrades it, you know, and it causes them to leak. And you will have to put air in it all the time.
Oh, yeah. It drives me nuts.
You know, I prefer steel wheels. They, if they're not painted up or something, they might look, you know, nasty from rust. But the metal around there doesn't degrade and it doesn't cause them to leak. I would take $500 alloy wheels and throw them away and put steel wheels on.
Huh.
If it was me.
Yeah, I went to that, Zeus's Tire or something like that last year. I think it was last summer. And they cleaned it, because, you know, but they did one side but not the other, because he didn't have enough time to do the one side. So he only did, I think he did my front and my back on the right side, but
it can help, but
it helps a little bit, but not really.
It won't last long, and they got that black goo stuff they put around the bead and stuff, too, but
yeah,
you know, it might help for a short period of time, but it'll be back leaking again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, they are leaking again, so, because it was probably, gosh, early summer when I had it done.
You might invest in new wheels.
Yeah. I mean, my car needs a good workover. I've got, like, one more month to pay it off. I think I have one more month.
Well, I wouldn't change your tires because of the leak, and I'd change your wheels for the leak. I'd change your tires if it was bad.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I need new tires.
Yeah.
I slide if it's a wet out.
Yep. Well, you know what happens when it's wet out. When it first gets wet, it works the oil up from the road.
Huh.
You know, right when a road first gets wet, it's the slickiest time.
Yeah, I have to be really careful.
Okay, well, you have a good birthday.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Restaurant etiquette, birthday greetings, car trouble, whatever. Everything's on the table tonight, 740-383-9944, 45 minutes past the hour. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. Anything on your mind is always good.
I know. I'm excited because it's only January, so maybe I do have two more months to go to pay on my car, but it's always an accomplishment when you pay your car off. It's like a big relief.
I would say that's right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, this is John and Carolyn calling, and we just want to wish Angie a very happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
How are you two tonight?
Well, pretty good, Scott. We just come from a wild game supper.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, our church had a wild game supper, and it was, had deer meat there, and rabbit, and squirrel, and they had regular chicken, too, but, and you know, regular side dishes, too, but it was a pretty nice meal.
Now, what does squirrel taste like?
Chicken.
Kind of tastes like chicken a little bit.
So really, it all just tastes like chicken.
Well, the deer meat doesn't. It has a different flavor, but
Now, does the deer meat have its own taste, or does it taste like any other kind of meat?
Well, it depends how you fix it. Some of it tastes like beef, and some of it doesn't. Just depends how it's fixed.
Now, did they have any good side dishes or desserts?
Oh, yeah, we had all kinds of pies and brownies and had cheese and cracker plates and salad and mac and cheese and baked potatoes and mashed potatoes and all kinds of salads and cheesy potatoes and had about anything there you could want, Scott.
Now, was this a paid meal or was this just a freebie at the church?
Well, everybody brought, it was like a potluck. Everybody brought something.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
And then we had this fella speak about his hunting experiences and fishing and stuff like that.
Well, very nice. So, did the animals come from the hunter?
Well, different people that hunted rabbits and squirrel or deer fixed their own dishes and brought them.
Oh, well, very nice. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good time. I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, and tell Angie to, like that other caller said, maybe to check her rims on her car, or maybe that's where they're leaking around the rims a little bit.
I probably hit too many curbs. That's probably my problem.
Well, that could do it too, Angie.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We sure enjoy you too.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call on Beck.
Yeah, I am not good when it comes to curbs. I seem to hit them all.
Well, you know, that's tough sometimes. One time I hit a curb going into a cemetery and really flattened the tire. Nothing like changing a tire in a cemetery. You just say, I'll give up, and I'll go lay down somewhere in here.
I don't think my jack is even in my car.
Oh, you always should have a jack.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think it got taken out of my car at one point, and I think it's sitting in my garage.
That's one thing I've had to do several times is change a tire, and there's nothing worse than doing that on the side of the road, and especially when it's cold.
I was really fortunate one time I was on my way to work and I got a flat tire and I pulled over and some man had just gotten off work at Silverline and he stopped and helped me change my tire. Well, I didn't do anything because I don't know how to change a tire. I'm sure I could figure it out, but he was really nice and now I can't remember his name. I always said I would remember his name, but I don't remember his name. But he was a nice fella and I will always be grateful that he helped me change my tire.
Well, some people do stuff like that, but that's a lost art. You know, it's like the guy who used to pump your gas and the guy who would come out and clean your window off. You know, those people have all gone away. And now people just drive on by when you're on the side of the road.
His name's, I know his, every year when that happens, it comes up in my Facebook memories, and I did put his name in there, but I just don't remember.
Well, good deeds should be rewarded, and that's why the other day I brought up NTB, and I said, hey, they did such a great job and gave me the discount and the whole bit. What a great business that is. But now, the whole food thing from last night, that was just a downer. The food was okay, though. My food was good. The potato I had.
I just got a chicken breast and rice and beans. I didn't really care for the rice, but the green beans were okay.
And here we are, again, a getaway Friday night, 50 minutes past the hour. If you got anything to say, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Is there anything on your mind? I just can't think of a whole lot going on right now.
Besides COVID? COVID's going on right now. Like crazy.
Well, I don't know what you can do about that. I think that's just there, and not much more to say about that. I don't know. It's very difficult because everybody's got an opinion. It's one of those things like politics. everybody's got an opinion, and apparently everybody's a doctor now. So I'm not really sure what to do about that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you just have to take your precautions how you feel like you need to take your precautions. And that's it.
Well, I'm just excited. The Dairy Queen's going to open back up on, I believe, January the 26th is what I read.
Well, the Jersey opens up soon. They always open up in February.
Well, I saw a sign this morning that said Stewart's is going to open up on February 28th, and we've covered that the last 2 years, but frankly, I don't know what's going on there anymore. I don't know that it's going to open up on February the 28th. It might. I just have not got any inside information on that.
Well, then I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, I don't worry about it. I'm just trying to pass along good information, but I don't know that that's good information at this point.
Well, if you're not for sure.
No, I'm not for sure.
I'm trying to think, what else has been closed that is going to open up?
Not many things close anymore.
I still haven't made it to the Chicken Shack.
Well, apparently they're busy. They don't answer the phone.
Yeah, I did. I was going to eat Chicken Shack tonight, but they didn't answer, so.
I keep hearing that they're extremely busy. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Has anybody been to the Chicken Shack? Do you know if they're extremely busy or not? That's what I've been hearing. 740-383-9944. It's nice if they are. Nice local business. Getting some business. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, I haven't been to the Chicken Shack, haven't been to that Cars, Motown, Philly, what do you call it? Philly. Coney?
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
I was listening to the interview you did with the guy, and I'm sorry, I can't remember his name, about the Marion maybe being a charter city.
Oh, yeah, Councilman, Brett Cornelius.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that. I mean, would that be considered a step forward or a step backward?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell because, I didn't know much about it myself till Brett came in here. The thing that I saw, and hopefully this answers your question, what was interesting to me was that all the votes that have to happen to make that happen. You know, it has to get out of the committee, and then it has to go in front of city council. Then 15 people have to be voted in to make the charter, and then the charter itself has to be voted on. So it's got to be voted on 4 times, which I think makes it very difficult. But coming to what you're saying, I don't know if it's a step back or a step forward, because I think the risky thing is when you're voting to try out a charter, you don't know what's in the charter.
Yeah. Well, so to me, it seems like something a village would do on their way to becoming a city.
Well, it would just seem to me that if you were a city council person, or if you were the mayor, or if you were anybody who goes to those city council meetings that is employed by the city, that you might have a problem with this. Now, not to say it will end badly for you, but a charter can eliminate a mayor. A charter can eliminate salaries. Yeah. Charters can eliminate the way voting is done. And for city council to vote on that, they won't even know if that's what it's going to do when they vote on it. So it just seems a little backwards to me. I would think that city council would vote on the charter, but they don't. The people vote on it.
To me, it sounds like a step backwards. It sounds like something, a village, like if Marion was still a village and they wanted to become a city, this would be a step toward becoming, you know, a statutory city. Because to me, the statutory city is the pinnacle of, you know, you're at the top. You don't go no farther.
Well, I couldn't figure out what the state was dictating to us except when certain votes happen, because they don't set the pay. They don't set really the meeting times or anything like that, or what's going on or where the money's disbursed. It seemed to me like they just set the dates when things have to be done. I don't know. It was kind of confusing because, and I'm not even saying Mayor Schertzer, because this seems like a rather lengthy process. But yeah. If I was the mayor and knew that this could eliminate my position or my pay, I don't know that I would not be vetoing that.
Well, sounds like a lot of them would be against it if they could be eliminated or their salaries could be eliminated, because to me it sounds like a step backwards.
Well, it was curious to me that Brett felt, after talking to some city council members, that it might go through. So, I don't know. Maybe they have said yes. I don't think he said that they said yes. But
yeah, he said that they, well, two in particular, said that they would be open to listening to it.
Right. Now, if you're a city council member, because essentially all they're voting on is to put it in front of city council. They don't make the charter. They're not voting on who's going to make the charter. That's all those two people, Schauber and Kai Mead. All they're doing is voting to put it in front of city council. Wouldn't you know how you were going to vote on that? What's to think about? What's to hear?
From what you guys have said over, you know, in the interviews and stuff, I knowing Marion the way I do, I can't see this going through. I really can't.
I would think it would be difficult, but you never know. If they put it in front of council, I guess we'll see what happens.
If it goes to the voters, people in Marion are not good with change. They like things to stay the way they're used to.
Well, I would think that the party in power, which right now is the Republican Party, they might have a problem with that, because they're winning a lot of elections right now, and this could limit the power of city council. I don't know. It's and also these 15 people who would be making up the charter are not city council, are not elected officials. That's interesting too. I don't really understand that process.
No. I don't understand it so much. I mean, I kind of understand what they were talking about, you know, if they were under a charter and all this and that, but to me it sounds like a step backwards. It doesn't sound like something Marion would want.
It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes all out, but it's got to get past Kai Mead and Schauber. If it doesn't get past them, it doesn't go anywhere.
I don't think it's going to get past them, but I could be wrong. I don't know. My opinion.
But we will find out as soon as it happens.
Yes, we will.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, happy birthday, Angie.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, 59 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday, January 21st, 2022. How about that?
Time flies.
Did you hear the thing with the Charter City the other day?
Yeah, but it was a little over my head, so I really...
Well, I don't think anybody knows anything yet.
I don't know. I didn't pay too much attention, because I was like, I don't understand any of this, so... And you know me, I'm not into politics, and I'm not into that kind of stuff, so... It's a little over my head.
Here comes the break, back in 15 minutes.
Here. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well, you know, it's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken extra one.